The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Holy wisdom, holy word. How many of you enjoy that cartoon strip by Charles Schulz, Peanuts? Okay, so good. There's one comic strip that I really like. It's Charlie Brown and Peppermint Patty, and they're standing together. And Peppermint Patty says to Charlie Brown, "Guess what, Chuck? The first day of school, and I was called into the principal's office. It's all your fault." Charlie Brown looks a little confused, and he says, "My fault? How could it be my fault? Why do you say everything is my fault?" And Peppermint Patty says back to him, "You're my friend, aren't you, Chuck? Then you should be a better influence on me." Jesus tells us, be salt, be light. What does that mean for us to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world? The gospel reading that we heard today is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And essentially this sermon is instructions, Jesus' instructions for his disciples, for those who follow him. Instructions about what to believe and how to live out this belief in their lives. He was clear that faith is not just about what we believe, but it's also about how we live it out. It's about eliciting goodness here on earth. Jesus says that we are to let our light shine before others that they might see our good works and give glory to our God in heaven. We say those words at baptisms. And he suggests that these good things ought to be profound. Because unless our righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, for us good Lutherans, this might make us bristle just a little bit. Because in the Lutheran Church, we're very careful to say that righteousness comes from God through Jesus Christ. We cannot achieve this righteousness on our own. This is very true. This is most certainly true, Martin Luther says. We also talk about faith as a gift from God, gift of God's grace. This too is true, most certainly true. It's also very true for the author of the Gospel of Matthew that how we live out this gift of faith, and how we live out that grace of Jesus Christ in our lives matters. What we do, how we live out our faith, is important. Let's look for a minute about righteousness. What does Jesus mean about righteousness? Well, biblical righteousness has everything to do with how we live together as God's people, how we relate to one another. Righteousness is always married. It's always partnered with justice. Being in right relationship with one another, being righteous, has everything to do with how we treat our neighbors, how we treat those around us. Prophet Isaiah writes about that today. People of God are trying to figure out what's wrong. They're doing everything that they think they're supposed to do, but why isn't God on their side anymore? Why isn't God answering their prayers? They were fasting like they were taught to do, but God doesn't seem to notice. Now, in the ancient Near East in those times, people would often fast as a way to somehow try to influence their God. Whoever their God was, they would fast and hopefully influence their God to act on their behalf. So the people of God were complaining, here we are, we're fasting, but God's not doing what we are asking God to do. Why isn't God listening anymore? Isaiah points out that although they're fasting and they're engaged in that spiritual discipline that they have been taught about, they're not putting their faith into practice in their daily lives. That there's more important things than fasting. Things like feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked. Isaiah reminds them that there is no justice. They're fighting with each other. Although they seek a relationship with God through that spiritual discipline of fasting, they're ignoring the human need that's right in front of them. They are not in right relationship with one another. Therefore, they are not in right relationship with God. We know that our relationship with God changes things, changes how we live our lives, those choices that we make. Because when we give our hearts to God, we're giving our hearts to others, giving our hearts to justice, compassion, mercy. Today, Jesus tells us, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Be salt. Be light. Now, salt is used for preserving, for flavoring, for purifying, and on days like today, for melting. Salt makes things taste good. If you've ever gone on a low-salt diet, or you've by mistake grabbed something from the grocery store that has no salt added, you know the difference. Salt is also a symbol of God's covenant, God's promises. Jesus reminds us that as God's people, we're to live in such a way that God's goodness and God's promises are revealed here on earth. If we forget who we are, if we forget to live in right relationship with each other, then we're like salt that has lost its taste. Jesus says, be salt, be light. Well, light enables us to see things. Jesus reminds us that the Christian community shines when we live in such a way that by the things that we do, things that we say, we reveal God's love and justice here in this world. We are not to hide our faith or to keep it to ourselves. We're to live it out every day so that other people can see God's faithfulness in their midst. Now, the reality, as we know, is that we all sin. We all fall short of this. We can all be selfish and self-centered. We do not always live in right relationship with others, even those who are the closest to us. Sometimes that light within us grows dim. Sometimes our saltiness is diluted. But we can never use this as an excuse to not live out who we are as God's people. We gather together to let that light shine upon us, to let that salt be purified within us, to remember who we are and who God created us to be. Be salt. Be light. Jesus is not asking us to do anything that we aren't already. He is reminding us, he is blessing us with the reality that we are salt and we are light. He does not say, you will be salt, or you will be light. He does not even say, please be salt, please be light. He says, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. It is a fact. Salt is salt. Salt is salty. And light is light. Salt cannot lose its saltiness. It can only be diluted when mixed with other chemicals. But those, if I remember chemistry correctly, those salt molecules don't change. They are still salt. Salt is salt. Always. Likewise, light is light. Ellen DeGeneres once said, in the beginning, there was nothing. God said, let there be light, and there was light. There was still nothing, but you could see it a whole lot better. Light is light even in the midst of nothingness. Light must shine to be what it is. There are brighter lights and dimmer lights and different colored lights, but light is light. It shines, even in the midst of nothingness, and especially in the midst of darkness. Salt is salt, light is light, and the children of God are the children of God. We are created in the image of a God who is good and gracious and generous. We are washed and renewed in these forgiving waters of baptism. This is who we are. This is how we live. This is how we are in right relationship with each other and with God. With hearts for God and hearts for others. Flavoring the world with God's love and justice. Shining the world with compassion and mercy. Be salt. Be light. Right here, right now. This is who we are. And this is who God created us to be. The salt of the earth. The light of the world. Loved and forgiven children of God. Jesus reminds us of our baptismal calling to let your light shine before others so that they might see your good works and give glory to your God in heaven. Amen.